I moved here almost 10 years ago with my wife to work at the hospital. I'm an occupational therapist up there, and I just enjoy the environment of the Alaska offers and the community of Wrangell.
Obviously, you're part of the Borough Assembly. Do you have any other previous government experience?
No, I don't. Okay. I was appointed to the Assembly once back in 2018 for a one-year term.
And how long have you been on the Assembly now?
So this was a three-year term plus the previous year. I took a break during the COVID era.
And how has your time been serving on the Borough Assembly?
I really enjoy it. I think we've had a lot of progress in the last 3 years that I've been on there. We have a great team. We have a lot of momentum moving forward. I really enjoy being able to be involved in the community and keep us moving forward.
And why do you want to run for re-election?
Just to continue the progress, make sure we continue with the progress that we've had so far.
What are important issues that you see Wrangell facing in the near future that align with your goals as an assembly member?
The big one is continue our infrastructure and maintenance development. I think a lot of our projects were put on hold for decades, and now, unfortunately, they're all coming due at the same time when prices to replace things like phone poles and infrastructure have doubled or tripled in the last few years. I think that's a big issue we face. Another big issue we face is unfunded mandates, such as like the potential sewer plant replacement and upgrades that we'd have to do there, not having the tens of millions of dollars to do that, and then grant funding opportunities could potentially drying up because we rely pretty heavily on grant funding. 80-90% overall investments in our infrastructure come from that, such as like the water plant that we're currently replacing.
What accomplishments are you proud of that the Assembly achieved during your time?
The water plant would be one. I'm really working on and prioritizing our list, really taking the time to prioritize the important things in town, the water plant, the sewer, our infrastructure, our advances with our electrical department, the new transformer upgrades, just really back to maintenance and infrastructure.
What challenges have there been while you've been on the Assembly?
The biggest issue is cost. Costs have doubled, tripled for everything in the last three, four years. It's amazing. I don't think the general public quite understands how expensive things have gotten in the last few years compared to what they were previously 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Can you give just an example?
And one example was we got the new, I think it was a vac truck or garbage truck. Can't remember which one it was, but we got a quote on it, and before we could even get to the next meeting, the cost had gone up $5,000 or $6,000 from the quote. I think it was the previous week to when we actually passed it, and it went up an additional $5,000 or $6,000. I think a foam pole, our average foam pole, has doubled or tripled. So just a lot of the things behind the scenes that people don't see that are coming back, it costs a lot more than what they did a few years ago.
How would you say the Assembly could improve?
I don't really honestly see an improvement. I think we've got a great team right now. Everybody's really vested in the community. Everybody's pretty much on board with, you know, like maintenance, infrastructure being our two biggest priorities. It's pretty rare that we don't all agree or vote pretty much unanimously together. I don't really know how we could improve it. I think we have the best team we've had in the 10 years I've been here.
Are there any new issues that you'd like to bring forth?
Not really. I don't think people understand, like, you know, how long it took us to get in the water plant, right? From the day we started until the day we actually started breaking ground. I mean, how many years was that? So I won't say there's new issues, but making sure we continue the issues that we have and making sure that we follow through with those, which I think we've done a really good job of prioritizing those and making sure that we're following through.
What would you say the most important task as an Assembly member has been for you during your time on the Assembly?
I think personally, my involvement with the Investment Finance Committee has been my probably one most personal thing that I really have enjoyed, because I know people hate taxes, and I hate them as well, but I want to make sure that we prioritize every dollar and making sure that we're capturing every dollar that we can and it's being spent appropriately before we ever talk about raising somebody's property tax or sales tax. And I think there was some significant room for improvement when we started. It's one of the reasons that we started the Investment/Finance Committee. We've done some pretty good things there.
What makes you a good candidate, and why should someone vote for you?
I'm vested in the community. You know, we moved here 10 years ago to stay two. My kids are here. I have 4 children that I want to see grow up and have a happy, healthy life here. It's an amazing community to raise my kids. And I think, honestly, it's probably one of the reasons that I'm involved in the Assembly, is I want them to have a good life and good opportunities, and Wrangell really offers that, and I want to make sure we continue that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about you rerunning for the Assembly?
No, just I'll be back for another 3-year term.
Thank you for coming in and talking with me.
Thank you.